Hello, everyone, and welcome to season two of the Christian Shepreneur Show. And today's topic is a very timely for right now, and it is quarantine a blessing and a curse? Please understand that I am going to approach this topic as sensitive and also as honest as I possibly can. I want to acknowledge any and every feeling that anyone is watching, whether you're watching live or whether you are watching the replay. I want you to understand that I acknowledge anything that you are feeling. You may be feeling anger, you may be feeling sadness, confusion, depression may be trying to tempt its way into your life, or overwhelm may be trying to look very appealing to you right now. And so please understand, when I chose this topic, I did not choose it to ignore the statistics or the pandemic that is going on in the world right now. In fact, I'm addressing it head on, which is why I named the topic what I named. And with that being said, if you are a kind of a longtime member to my community, if you've ever purchased any of my programs, challenges, or products, one thing you have heard me say over and over is life will keep happening. And I am not undermining the COVID-19. I'm not undermining the coronavirus. I am not saying that it has not changed the world. I am not saying that it has not impacted people and businesses on a global level. Obviously, right? Like, as someone who actually used to work in news and still does not watch this news. I worked in news and still did not watch it, which is a little scary when you think I used to run the teleprompter. I wrote it, I just did not watch it and still don't. When someone like me who does not watch the news can tell you all of these stats and information about the global pandemic, right? I think it's fair to acknowledge that this is not a normal situation. Okay, so I acknowledge that. And with that being said, while not on a global level, there are challenges that women face in business and in life every day. Once again, I'm not saying that all of these are global pandemics. I'm just saying that even when we're not in the situation like we're in now, there are challenges. Your husband not supporting you may tempt you or give you the idea that maybe you should give up pursuing your dream or creating your business. A client, maybe you have one client and they leave and they don't leave well, that could break your heart. You could invest tens of thousands of dollars in a program only to find out that they were more after your money than they ever were interested in helping you. For that person in that moment, that's a crisis, not a global pandemic crisis. And it is a crisis that can hinder, and if that person allows it to, actually break the spirit of that person and cause them to quit building their business, building their vision. And so the point that I am getting at is that while yes, COVID-19 is a unique and global crisis that has changed the world in what I can say I never would have thought it would be possible. Like, the closest thing I can compare it to is Harvey, when, as someone who lives in Texas, we were like indoors for a week when all of the hurricanes were going on because the water was like too high to leave or go anywhere. That was a week, and that was only certain places though. This is the entire world almost, for those who don't have essential jobs. Almost the entire world is on lockdown or stay at home or directions to be a shelter in place. So I just want you to know, I'm fully acknowledging that yes, quarantine is a different crisis than most of us have ever faced. And though, it's not an impossible crisis to get through on a personal level and on a professional level. Because here is the truth that does not change even with quarantine, a global quarantine being in place. If you are breathing, if you wake up, you in the morning, you have been gifted the opportunity of another day. You have been gifted the opportunity that comes with being alive. And outside circumstances cannot stop you from building a vision or a dream that God has given you. There is always a way to move forward. For some of you who have brick and mortar businesses, this can be a time that perhaps you move your business online. If you have products, this can be a time that you focus more on marketing from your website or marketing from social media. For those of you who are online businesses, this is a time for you to be a resource to your community and still serve, right? Because your business has not stopped. If you sold something before coronavirus that people still need it now. And even more so now, because now they have time to actually concentrate on your service, concentrate on your program, so they're stronger and they have something to distract them from watching the statistics of death by city and by state. So is quarantine a blessing or a curse? You get to choose. And I don't say that lightly. I acknowledge that that takes work. It takes faith. It takes putting your confidence in God. It takes walking by faith and not by sight. And that's why I want to give you an example. It's one of my favorite examples of someone who chose to rise to the occasion in a time of crisis. So in the Old Testament, there was a man named Joseph, right? And Joseph worked for the Pharaoh. And times came where it was a famine. People were starving. And it was not like now when it's you maybe out of stores, out of toilet paper, so you have to buy a different kind, or stores are out of food, so you have to order Uber Eats. There was no food available. And this was a time where Joseph could have panicked, he could have gave up, he could have asked God, he could have questioned God. Instead, though, he kept his confidence, as he did in every hard situation he went through. He kept his confidence in God and became a resource to Pharaoh and was able to help the kingdom of Pharaoh and the entire nation at that time. So when you don't panic, you empower yourself to walk in your purpose and be a help to people in a time of trouble, in a time of crisis. So is quarantine a blessing or a curse? You get to choose. And what I wanted to do is give you just five steps five action items on how you can go about using this time to be a help to your personal and professional life instead of it being a hindrance, right? And if you have specific questions on, I'm going to keep this generic because each of you have different businesses and different goals. So I'm going to keep this a little high level. If you have specific questions though on how you can use this time to be a resource to you, to be a blessing to your personal life, to your business, let me know in the comments, or you can register. There's a link in the description. You can register for the free webinar that I'm hosting, and that's just an online class that I'm hosting this Thursday on how to build your business in crisis. So there I'll be able to get more in detail with you in how to personalize a plan of action for your business right now, because I am telling you, I can't predict how the world will look in 90 days. I really can't. What I can say though is that you and your business can come out of this stronger, more prepared than you've ever been, with more people knowing who you are and what you do. Like, you can come out of this being seen as a resource, being seen as the go-to person, being seen as the expert in what you do. So I can't say what the world will look like in 90 days. I can say though what your business world can look like in 90 days, and it can look drastically different in the best way possible depending on how you use this time. And I am so sorry if you all can hear all of these notifications. My watch, I should have muted it before. It's what helps keep me on track and disturbs me when I'm doing lives. Okay, sorry about that. So here are the five steps. Oh, and what I was saying was knowing that your business can look actually better, drastically better in 90 days, the potential that you can create now for getting known and getting visible and being a resource and building that relationship with potential and existing clients, depending on how you use that time. It's what allows me, part of what allows me to have so much enthusiasm with sharing these steps with you, even though I know that this is a hard time for so many. Okay, so step one is choosing your goal, right? What is it that would help your business move forward right now? What is something that you have been wanting to do and online for your business that you haven't had time to? Maybe it was social media, maybe it was blogging, maybe you've been wanting to write a book to help people know what you're all about and you haven't had time. Choose one of those things that you know will have a great impact and effect for your business and let that be your goal during this quarantine. It doesn't have to all be Hulu and Netflix. I'm not saying you can't include some Hulu and Netflix. I'm just saying that you can use part of this time to be an even greater blessing to your business and to other people. So choose the goal and then set a deadline. So when are you going to finish this? Will it be the end of April? Will it be the end of May? Will you give yourself 90 days, right? So however the next 90 days look, you know that at the end of it, you will have this complete, which will affect your business and life in a positive way. The third step is to... I can barely read that. I'm sorry. Write down five actions that you need to take to accomplish that goal, right? So whatever that goal is, if it's finally creating your website, if it's finally putting your inventory online, if it's finally creating your online course or program, what are five steps that you know that you need to take to accomplish that goal? And if you don't know what five steps are to accomplish it, then you need to find out. So you can get started. It's no point in like writing down a goal that sounds nice because you were temporarily inspired by this video and then not writing any action steps because then you're just taking notes and not action. And taking notes does not bring results. Taking action does. So write down five actions that you need to take to accomplish the goal. And then step four, add them to your calendar. So like I said, my... If you can kind of see that, that's basically my schedule for the day. I have to add things to my calendar so they get done. Most of us do. Most of us do not have the type of memory where we can remember every meeting, especially for those of us who do not work in a corporate world, right? When you work a 9-to-5, sometimes it's easier to get away without a calendar because you know you show up and they tell you what to do. When you work on your own, it's easy to have a day full of Hulu and the zoo when we can go freely about. So it's really important to add the five action steps to your calendar. When are you going to work on each step? And I know in regular times, sometimes an objection or like a but from the women I speak with is, but you know, I'm married or I have kids and I don't have time. And even during regular times, I suggest to them, well, can you get up 1 hour earlier or can you stay up 1 hour later, right? Now, most of us have a bit more extra time because we are quarantined. So carve out some of that. You are not robbing your family or your community or your husband by carving out 30 minutes here or an hour there to work on your business. So add those times to your calendar to work on your actions. And then the last one is get started. So I gave you the steps. Get started. In 90 days, no matter how the world looks, you can know that you contributed to your community, you contributed to your people, and you took steps to actually make your business stronger after this. I do not know how the world will look in 90 days. I really don't. What I do know, though, is that for those of us who are gifted the opportunity of a new day, we get to choose if this quarantine is a blessing for us or a curse to our business. And the choosing is in your action. If you choose to do nothing, that's still a choice, right? So if you have any questions, make sure to put them in the comments. Or if you want more support on creating a customized action plan for your life and your business during these times, right? I don't take for granted the ability to create a strategy or a plan. Like, that's literally one of the gifts that God gave me. So if you need your help, if you need my help structuring what you need to do into a plan, I'm hosting a free class Thursday on how to build your business during a crisis. The link is in the description if you would like to sign up. Thank you all so much for watching. And if you're connected to other entrepreneurs, I would ask that you share this video because I really want people in general, but even more so just the women entrepreneurs in our community to understand that we get to choose how this quarantine affects us, that we have not lost all the power, and that we are not out of options. So thank you so much, and have a great day. Bye, everyone.